But right here, it's time for Mino to dust off some Mondegreens.
Thank you, Sean. This is a segment we do maybe once a year, sometimes once every couple years. And I keep a note in my phone on misheard lyrics. A lot of them are popular. Sometimes we'll hear something in a song that is not right. And there's actually a term for that. It's called a Mondegreen. So I had a list of these that I was ready to do yesterday, and because our phones are always listening to us, I get on Instagram, and I see a reel on the Mandela Effect. Mm-hmm. So the Mandela Effect is a cultural phenomenon where a large group of people share the same false memory of a past event. This can be a movie quote, this could be a song lyric, which we're going to get into here. And I found a list of very popular songs that we will all know that a large group of the population has been singing wrong for, in some cases, decades. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you the song. I'll start it out. I'll have you guys finish the lyric. And I'll see if we have the Mandela Effect with this song.
Okay.
So the one that I saw first yesterday absolutely blew my mind. So this isn't a song we all listen to every day, but this is something we're all familiar with. This is from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Okay.
So the Seven Dwarfs, the song is, hi-ho, hi-ho. What's the rest of the lyric?
It's off to work we go.
Off to work we go.
That is not right. So in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, they are at work. They're working their ass off. The clock rings. They go home. And they're actually singing, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home, from work we go.
Hi-ho, 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 it's home, from work we go. Hi-ho, 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 it's home, from work we go.
I always thought it was off to work we go.
Yeah.
And it shows them leaving work, they're packing up, they're walking home from work, so it makes a lot of sense to the context of the movie.
Real quick,
mm-hmm.
And again, it's been a long time since I've seen this film. Is there a moment where they're going to work and they're singing the same thing?
No, this is the only time they're singing, and it's...
And what members home of the movie are this?
What's
Who's
that?
Singing this?
This is the Seven Dwarfs.
Okay.
And you can say that because that's their name.
No, I was checking because... Earlier you were saying dwarfs, and that's why I was...
Dwarfs? You did kind of say dwarf.
You were like, saying dwarfs.
Like dwarfs.
Yeah.
Dwarfs.
You said it multiple times, and that's why I was like, wait a minute.
There's a W in
okay.
there at some point. Okay, the next one, Billy Joel's Piano Man, song we all know.
It's Billy Joel!
So the lyric is, and you can finish it, son, can you sing me, or son, can you play me a...
A melody? I'm not sure.
So yeah, we would all say, son, can you play me a melody? But the lyric is actually, son, can you play me a memory?
He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes.
And later in the song, he does say melody.
Okay.
And melody feels right, but yeah. I think that's actually it's more... poetic that way. Can you play me a memory? And the piano man doesn't know how it goes.
I can't tell you the last time that popped on the radio and I actually got through it.
Really?
That is within a couple of notes. I'm punching out.
Next one.
Yeah.
That's the next song. Okay. Well, we can punch out of that and go to the next one. Another one we all know, Basket Case by Green Day. So the lyric, I went to a whore.
He said my life's a bore.
Okay. You actually got that one right.
Yeah, because... As a middle schooler who bought the album Dookie by Green Day, they would put the lyrics in
okay.
the sleeve and I would read all of them.
So I always thought it was, went to a whore, she said my life's a bore.
No,
but
no.
It's actually, he said my life's a bore.
I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a
Yep. So it's she is the shrink,
yep.
He is the whore.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie Girl, Very popular song. We all know the chorus.
You guys might. I don't.
You know Barbie Girl. I'm a
Barbie Girl is all I know.
In a Barbie world.
Let's go party.
Okay, what is it?
I'm a Barbie Girl in a Barbie world.
So it's actually, and this is a very small one.
It's in my, I think.
But it's, I'm a Barbie Girl in the Barbie world.
Put this song at Gitmo, you're getting a lot of info.
You need to give up all your comrades.
Okay, this next one's one that blew my mind also. So, We Are the Champions by Queen. And we actually have Dirk singing the song wrong.
We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers. Because we are the champions of the world! Thank you!
I don't know what you mean. That sounded like Frederick Mercury.
That's the best version of that song that's ever been uttered.
It is the best version. However, Freddie Mercury never says of the world in that song.
Yeah, because at the end, it's like, we are the champions, and then it just
fades out. But everybody sings of the world. Like, if we were singing karaoke, I would bet everything that Freddie Mercury says of the world at the end of the song.
And we'll keep on fighting till the end. Oh, we are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losing. Cause we are the champions.
By the way,
and that's the end of the song. He never says of the world.
The guitar by Brian May in that song is
so great.
Untouchable.
He never says of the world anywhere in the song?
He says it in Live Aid. That's the only, like, there are some live performances, but in the recorded version, the studio version, he never says, we are the champions of the world.
Hmm.
It just fades out at the end.
The lyrics say that, I'm curious. He says it earlier. So that's why I was unsure. Okay.
But yeah, at the end, it just fades out. Joan Jett, another example of the Mandela effect. So the first lyrics of that song is, I saw him...
Something by the record machine?
So the Mandela effect, and what I thought it was, is, I saw him standing there by the record machine. The actual lyric is, I saw him dancing there at the record machine.
Okay.
Never knew that. Like, I just thought the dude was the 17-year-old dude that she saw is just standing there by the record machine.
That's another one.
The cool guy meme, just
leaning on the jukebox kind of thing.
I might agree to take a few hours off the life to never hear that one again.
See, I guess some of these songs I don't know the lyrics to, so when I'm hearing them now, I'm hearing what you're saying for the first time. I bet there's a lot of people, that know these lyrics more and are saying, I'd never heard it the way.
I would always say
this way.
Standing there by the record machine. A couple more if we have time. Song we've heard a lot over the past couple weeks, the U.S. men's national team's theme song after they win games, John Denver. And I feel like when I'm singing this song, I sing Country Road, Take Me Home to a Place I Belong. But the title of the song is Country Roads.
Right.
So it's, and John Denver says, Country Roads, Take Me Home.
Yeah.
But the S at the end is very soft.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads.
Always uncomfortable when he says Mountain Mama.
Mountain Mama.
Speaking of punch out songs, good lord.
Mountain
really?
Mama.
Yeah, I think it's, I just
John. That's a great sing along.
It is.
It is. I just grew sick of it a long time ago, and I'm also right now going, can we not find something better for our men's national team to play in a stadium?
I think John Denver is an unassailable American songwriter.
I think it's a great song. Let West Virginia own it and have fun with it.
It's a little bit too specific to West Virginia, but it gets the people going.
Dude, Euros love that. They already sing that overseas at soccer matches.
I know.
So one more. Let's go to the Rolling Stones. The song Honky Tonk. What is it called?
Honky Tonk Woman?
It's actually Honky Tonk Women. Oh. The title of the song is Honky Tonk Women.
I thought you were talking about Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
Yeah, different.
I don't think the Stones did that one.
It's not a cover. But he says, Mick Jagger says Honky Tonk Women throughout the song, and the title is Honky Tonk Women.
Woman.
So there you go. There's some Mandela effects
okay.
on a Thursday.
I like it.